Log Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to the International Black Summit Talk Show. This particular show is on distinctions, and tonight we have four special guests, including myself, and I'm going to give them an opportunity to introduce themselves a little later on. But first, I'm going to bring on Clara and Glenn to just give us an overview of the Talk Show Radio and the foundation of why we are even here having these live talk shows week after week after week. So why don't we start there and bring on Clara.
Well, good evening, John. Thank you for having us. For those of you who are new to the International Black Summit Talk Show Network, we broadcast every Sunday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and also on the second and fourth Tuesday evening at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The first Sunday we have On Track with host Henrietta Byrd. On the second Sunday we have Let's Celebrate with Shakaysha Showers. On the third Sunday we have the Vision Work Show, and myself, Claire Lyons Devon, I'm the host of that show. The fourth Sunday, we have Man of the Month with host Glenn Greenwich. And on Tuesdays, the second and fourth Tuesdays at 6:30, Glenn also hosts the Wealth Club. And I'd like to take a moment, for those of you who are unfamiliar with the International Black Summit, and tell you a little bit about who we are. The International Black Summit is a gathering of people of Black African descent from diverse backgrounds, countries, lifestyles, opinions, and views. And we come together to celebrate and empower the vision of the Declaration and explore questions and issues which empower participants to realize their vision for the Black community and the world. You're invited to join us this year as we gather in London, England, the first weekend in August. Event. And that's www.blacksummit.org. And Glenn is going to share with you the Declaration of the International Black Summit.
The Declaration of the International Black Summit. We declare ourselves, our community, and all communities whole and complete. There's nothing to do except be. We assert that we are responsible for generating community as possibility and distinction. We listen for and grant being to the possibility and creation of unpredictable results. Our conversation of, about, and for those of African descent is one of power, self-generation, abundance, responsibility, unity, and integrity with the possibility of being. We stand for the expression of spirituality, ending the murders of our men, women, and children, building economies responsible for funding our community, maintaining wellness of being in our bodies, providing services, establishing nurturing relationships, altering the conversation of who we are in the media, empowering our youth. We declare that our community manifests itself in the world as a contribution in the transformation of the universe. Atlanta, Georgia, October 7th, 1991. Today's date, May 31st, 2009, all over the world. A moment of silence. Thank you. You know, every time I hear it, and, you know, we are all on different teams as it relates to the International Black Summit, and every time that I hear it, no matter what team call that I'm on, or if I'm just on the website and begin to get present to that, that is such a powerful articulation.
Yes, it is.
It's such a powerful articulation.
Yes, it is. And I just want to include, John, on, I failed to mention our very special show every fifth Sunday. We have your show, which is the Distinction Show, on the fifth Sunday of the month.
Thank you for including that. Because mm-hmm. that's where we are today.
Yeah.
You know, so tonight, what we're going to be doing as we interview the host of the shows in the International Black Summit Talk Show Network, we're going to also be underlining some of the distinctions. And what I mean by distinctions is some of the let's just say the ideologies or concepts or ways of looking at life we've uncovered over the last 17, 18 years. And while we won't cover everything tonight, because, you know, we do an event every year, and it's typically a three-day event somewhere in the world, and this year it's in London, where you begin to get a good grasp of these types of distinctions, these types of ways of looking at life. So I don't want you to think that you're going to get it all tonight, but hopefully we'll be able to share it in a way as each host share about what they're up to, who they are, what their shows are about, what their commitments are in the world. You begin to see something for yourself. That's for both the listeners and the host, the co-host, and also myself. Because one of the things that I notice is whenever you engage in this kind of conversation, this kind of looking, this kind of insightful process, I know I always see something new for myself. So as I begin to hear the distinctions and the other hosts begin to hear the distinctions, we'll begin to shed a little light on them. And we'll start with probably distinguishing what we mean by distinctions. But we're going to do that throughout the show, not just at the beginning of the show. Does that sound like that lays a sufficient foundation for what we're about to embark upon?
Yeah, that sounds great.
Okay, good. Henrietta?
I think she's on mute.
Okay.
Yes, I'm here. I just had it muted.
All right, good. Just wanted to make sure.
I'm here.
All right.
Good to meet you, John.
Okay, good. So this particular show is always on the fifth Sunday, is always about distinguishing distinctions. And there's a lot of distinctions out there in the world, and there's a lot of distinctions that we use to facilitate conversations in our events, in our courses and workshops. So let's just start with finding out who is on the call and a little bit about who they are. So who would like to start? In the actual event, we call this Who's in the House, right?
Yeah.
So who's on the call? Where are you? And just share a little bit about who you are. Don't even talk about your show yet. Just share about a little bit about who you are. Who'd like to start?
Go ahead, fearless leader.
Okay, okay. Can you hear me? I wasn't sure if I was muted or not. My name is Claire Lyons Devon, and I am located in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. And I moved to New Jersey from California. I've been here, time is moving, gosh, I've been here about 5 years now. And had an opportunity to join the talk show team last year at the inception of the show, and at that time we were a different team but still a powerful team, and have just been really excited about the role that the talk show has been playing in expanding the conversation of the summit around the world. So I just want to thank all of our listeners. And
what did you do there in Cherry Hill, Clara?
I'm a realtor, a real estate agent. I do residential, commercial, and rental property acquisition and sales. And I basically assist people with getting the home that they want. So I'm a matchmaker.
Okay, wonderful. Well, welcome. The thing I want to add to what you said is Glenn said, go ahead, fearless leader. So the other thing you should know is that Claire Lyons is actually the leader, the team leader for the International Black Summit Talk Show Radio Network. And a lot of what you've been listening to this year and going into the future has happened since she has become the leader. So I want to thank you, acknowledge you for taking that on. And we'll talk a little bit more about what that means specifically for you, as well as your own unique show.
Well, thank you, John.
All right, who's next? Probably the person said, go here, fearless leader.
Well, this is Henrietta. I'm not the one who said that.
Right.
Right. Even though, see, we don't call Claire the leader. We call Claire the governor.
The governor.
The governor. And being from the state of Illinois, that has a really serious meaning to me because, you know, we had some governor issues, but Claire stepped in and showed us what a governor is supposed to do. They handle the state of affairs.
Wow.
And so that's what we call her. That's what I call her. But I'm Henrietta Bird, and I'm in Chicago. And I have the show on the first Sunday every month, and the name of that show is On Track. And that show came out of, you know, it was around the holidays, I think, when I first started. And I noticed that everybody around me was into what they were going to change when the new year came in. And so they, you know, as we do, we make our list of things that we're going to do. And the idea came that if we checked in at the beginning of every month, we could see if we were on track. So that's what that show is about. And we focus and we feature different geniuses, I'll say, over the months. Like our program in May was a focus. We honored mothers who had made their transitions, and you know, we have some serious shows, and we have some fun shows. You know, we had a show where people called in and sang their favorite holiday song, and you know, we do some things. But the question that we ask every month is, are you on track? Are you still working with your New Year's resolutions? And, you know, if you're off, why are you off? And if you're on, what is it that you've been doing to stay on track? And that's really the basis of that show.
Wonderful. Now, John, tell us a little bit about you.
Well, I do a lot of volunteer work. I'm a minister at Christ Universal Temple in Chicago, which is a New Thought church, and I'm a staff minister there. I'm a cosmetology educator by trade. I have a degree in metaphysics that I love. That's my favorite thing to do, which is why the summit is just a love of mine. The summit is an event that, whether you go to it on a regular basis or whether you think about it, it affects your life. Like that declaration, you know, just what you said, John, like every time you hear it, there's something about it. And I have never in my entire career, and I have been to 6-7 countries, 46 states, and hundreds of cities, I have never seen a group of people like the people in the International Black Summit who stand for something and it shows up the way they stood for it. I mean, year after year after year, and that amazes me. You know, being a minister, you know, God is amazing to me anyway. But the summit, in my opinion, and the people of the summit are like the expressions of God that people, you know, people read about or they, you know, they hear about. To me, the summit event is miraculous because wherever it's held, it draws these unique individuals. And so who I am right now is just in love with what the summit is and how it's affected me. You know, the summit is a place where you must be authentic. I must be authentic. Let me speak it from a personal thing. And it has me be authentic, even in the midst of my inauthenticity. You know, I find that when I'm speaking with anyone from the summit, it's like that movie Liar Liar. It's like you can't. You know, you have to speak what's so. And so, you know, who wouldn't want to be there? Who wouldn't want to be with a group of people where you can just be free to say whatever it is that's so for you in any given moment? And that's kind of who I am.
Well, great. And thank you for sharing that. And I want to underline some things that you've said so that we may be able to go back and address them. We may not, but a lot of the terms that you use is like stand for, speak your truths, be authentic, share who you are in the moment and the freedom to say that, you know, all those kinds of things. Yeah. Well, most people may have some sense of what you're talking about. I'm going to say, when you began to get involved in this kind of dialogue over the years, you begin to develop what we might call summit ease, right? Like a short language. And so sometimes I know I do when I'm talking to people who I've known that has participated in this conversation, whether it was at a summit event or a prerequisite or one-hour workshops or even on a facilitator call, that we use a particular kind of language that gives us access to a whole new world of power and freedom. However, undistinguished as such, they may sound like just regular language.
Mm-hmm.
So we use words like a group of people standing for something and it turns out the way they stood for it. Well, you know, that's actually a distinction, standing for something. Hopefully we'll get a chance to cover that again tonight. And every time I hear it, I'll underscore it so people get a sense of it. You know,
okay.
And this other piece about being authentic, you know, that is like a whole world in and of itself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not just sharing, not just saying what's on your mind. You know, I hear it like looking within yourself and speaking that truth that's in you, like,
yeah,
like as a first cut,
yeah,
in distinguishing being authentic. That ain't the only cut, like a first
right.
You know, like the difference than just cussing somebody out because that's what's on your mind. No, we're not talking about that.
No.
We're talking about, for some people, what God has blessed them with and being able to share that. We're talking about what the universe has given them as a gift and being able to speak from there, like as a way to begin to look at what it is to speak authentically. And then the other thing that I hear in what you're saying is that there are people who are listening authentically. Like they,
yeah,
really are listening,
yeah,
for the essence of who you are, and they're unwilling to not hear it.
Right.
And they'll,
right,
work with you and,
right,
listen to you until they hear it.
And
not even so much for them to hear, but moreover, for you to hear.
Right.
So thank you for sharing. Yeah, thank you for sharing that, and thank you for sharing the backgrounds of the countries you've been to and the states you've been to and all the cities you've been to begin to give some depth.
Right, because, and I mean, you know, excuse me for interrupting, but when I say I have never, and I love people, I know people everywhere I've been, but I have never been with a group of people like the people who come to the summit event. It is like you talk about a chosen people, a group of people who they just stand in who they can be. You know, it's like impossibility. It's like in the declaration. That's where they stand, in that declaration. Now, I'm not saying we don't go through things that normal people go through, but when we go through them, we understand it at another level. We understand it in a way that it's a creation of ours. And so rather than to deal with it as if we've been attacked or whatever, we have to deal with it as if it's ours. We have to own it. And we have all this support because it's not always easy to do that. And so then we have support of all these other people, and everywhere we go, we pick up more people. It's like magic. And it's greater than that. It's like God to me. It's like God because it's something that keeps getting better and better and better. And the only thing, and thing isn't even the right word, the only beingness that I know gets better and better is God.
Wow. All right, well, thank you for being here. Thank you for being on the call. You know, we're still inside the introductions. You know what I mean? We're still inside the introductions.
Okay.
We haven't
even
talked about anything yet.
Okay.
We're just talking about what we're going to talk about.
Okay.
So let's find out who else is on the call.
Okay.
On the show.
Hi, John. This is Glenn Greenwich. I'm out of New York City. I'm a commercial real estate consultant. Okay, yeah, what the hell does that mean, right? So what that means is I work with commercial property owners to help them either save taxes or to increase their the property worth. And how I do that is I look at their income, I look at their expenses. So I look at reducing expenses, I look at increasing their income, and I look at saving them money so that they can have a better investment. So and I also sell commercial real estate as well. So those are some of the things that I do. I also am an Advent gardener, and I love insects and animals. So,
well, welcome, Glenn. And since Henrietta has just opened the box and started talking about her show just a little bit, is there anything you want to say?
Yeah, there's a couple things, actually. One, let me start with the man of the month. So the intention and the idea of man of the month is to be able to highlight and to acknowledge the men in the summit, what they've done, what they're up to, what they're doing, what they're generating, what they're creating. And so my conversation around the man of the month is really an opportunity to engage individuals from the summit and interact with what they're up to and what they're doing, some of which is in the summit, some of which is outside of the summit as well. So it's about engagement in the conversation, because the summit really is a conversation that we bring with ourselves. So the show is to kind of demonstrate that aspect.
Well, you know, I want to ask you something, because, see, you've said a couple of things, a couple of things that I want to actually let's say, distinguished, like highlight, you know, like put the Batman light on them, right?
Okay.
So one of the things that you said was in the summit, and then the other thing that you said is the conversation. And how, so how for you are the two of those related? So you're talking to someone who's never heard anything about the International Black Summit, and you're using words about people in the summit and people not in the summit and people in the conversation and not in the conversation. What does that all mean?
Well, when I'm referring to in the summit is an annual event that occurs the first full weekend in August. So that's an event that occurs. And that is an annual event that we focus on, and this year we're actually going to be in London, England. Next year we're going to be in Baltimore, Maryland. So each year we go to a different city around the world, and we have a particular event, and we have participants come to that event, and we have facilitators, and we have a conversation that particular series of days, that event, which is a 3 or 4 day event.
Mm-hmm. And what do you mean by a conversation?
Well, what gets generated, so us being together actually creates a conversation or a particular emphasis or topic that we hone in on, and we will use that question or declaration or inquiry till the next annual event. So the conversation of the summit lives in myself throughout the year. So I get to engage in that particular topic of interest that we're looking at, or kind of introspectively looking at and honing in on over the year, and I get to be with that conversation as I engage people in my life, as I go out into the garden, into the New York City, and into all my travels. I'm engaging people in that particular conversation.
Okay. So if I'm understanding it correctly, we could distinguish this thing that we're calling a conversation as a series of thoughts, a series of monologues within yourself and other people, a series of dialogues around some particular area of interest that impacts who people are as human beings. So we're not just chit-chatting. We're not just having a talk about, well, you know, when I was in college, I had a red truck. And then the next person says, well, you know, I also had a red truck, but when I bought the red truck, I had just gotten married to my first wife. And, you know, I don't know, that relationship didn't work out. And then, you know, it moves on to something else. Like, that's a conversation. But that's not the conversation that you're talking about.
No, I'm actually talking about something in the area of a declaration or intention. Let me give you a couple of examples. In 1996, we were in Nairobi, Kenya, and the inquiry that we're engaged in is, what is it just to be? Another inquiry that we were in Highland Park in 1992 is, what must I transform within myself in order to transform the world? So in looking at these inquiries and or declaration, I get to engage myself as to who I am in the world and how am I impacting myself and the world around me.
Wow. That's wonderful. That's the kind of conversations that you're talking about. Kind of like what we're doing tonight as we begin to distinguish distinctions.
Absolutely. And then I don't want to forget now, or I want to make sure I include that the Wealth Club is a conversation around financial intelligence and an opportunity to bring investments to a body so that we can look at them and engage in them as a possibility of improving our net worth. So there's also some intentionality in terms of that show and what we're looking to provide the summit and or anyone who's willing to listen to the International Black Summit Talk Network, you know, to contribute to that conversation of the you know, financial well-being.
Okay, very good. So what we then mean by conversation is it is like something that has, it's like a dialogue that has an intention. It has an like inquiry. We're going to be looking at something, examining something, and it has some introspective where people are looking at their own life and dealing with some of the things that are happening in their own life and happening in their head. And throughout that process, things begin to open up for people. They begin to see things a little differently. So we're not just talking about idle chit-chat when we say the word conversation. So I wanted to begin to distinguish that for people who might be listening to this now and listening to this in the future, that when we use the word conversation, it's not in the normal sense of it. We're actually distinguishing it as a, you could say, kind of like a organic way with an intention to produce unpredictable results in your life.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, very good. Well, welcome.
John,
okay, go ahead.
John, there's another component to the conversation distinction for me, and that is there are tools, and those tools are the distinctions that, you know, you're speaking of, like all of the distinctions that come up as a part of the summit, or I'll say within the summit conversation, that lives like the conversation for me too. So using those tools in my life is living the conversation for me as well.
Exactly. So since you brought that up, I want to do two things. One is we had another caller to join us on 313. Caller, you're on the air. If there's anything you would like to say, go ahead. Area code 313-459. Okay, I just wanted to make sure I gave him an opportunity. They may just be listening or on mute. So, Clara, what do you hear so far? You know, we've been in this call about 30 minutes as we're talking about the International Black Summit Talk Radio Show and beginning to distinguish the distinctions that we use in the conversations that we have in and around the International Black Summit. Is there anything that you're beginning to see tonight as a distinction that we hadn't yet covered?
Not on the distinction side, but on the declaration side, a couple of things.
Okay.
One is the concept of unpredictable results. So the declaration says, you know, we're about generating unpredictable results.
Mm-hmm.
And from, you know, Henrietta Shear, from Glenn Shear, and also from the work that we're doing through the talk show, we've had a lot of unpredictable results where people are sharing, you know, what they're up to and what they're about in their communities and throughout the world, and how, you know, living inside of this conversation or living inside of the declaration really gives power, gives credence to what people are up to.
Wow. Wonderful. So I guess on that note, I should also introduce myself.
Please.
So I'm John Thomas. I'm currently living in the great town of Spring Lake, North Carolina. We're a small community here. My mother is the mayor of the town, and I am currently the president of the Chamber of Commerce. I'm also a realtor. I work with residential and commercial property. My specialty is investment property. And since I've become the president of the chamber, I've started doing a lot of work in the area of economic development in terms of bringing new businesses to the area, bringing new jobs to the area, actually looking at if we bring this particular type of company to the area, what other types of companies do we need to be soliciting? What kind of streetscape do we want to be creating for our main street? How can we revitalize it? So it's actually been really fascinating after having taken that role. I've also been involved and own a technology company where we specialize in working with coaches, consultants, and trainers and showing them how to leverage the real power of the internet as a way to grow their business, including business management and business development and business coaching strategies. Even though we didn't say this, I'm also a facilitator with the International Black Summit, and so is Glenn and Clara, and I'm not sure if, are you also a facilitator, Henrietta? She's got to come back from mute. Which we might talk about a little later, we may not. So that's a little bit about who I am, and the show that mostly excites me is this kind of show. This kind of show around distinguishing the distinctions of the International Black Summit, which is similar to the work that we do in our three-day events, our one-day events, and our special programs. So I'm happy to be here. I think this is like the coolest kind of dialogue that you could ever be in. You know, I think it is like the coolest way of looking at life because there are no victims here. Wherever I am in life, whatever's showing up for me in life, at some point as I work with other facilitators and work in our programs, I begin to see how I'm at the source of it and the power of seeing how I'm at the source of the breakdowns that I would cause in my life gives me an opportunity to look at how I'm at the source of the success in my life and how I can pretty much turn any aspect of my life around if I'm willing to, like Glenn say, have a conversation about it, like Clara say, actually explore and engage in the declaration and allow it to kind of unravel in my mind and unravel in the conversations that I have with people and ultimately unravel in my life.
That's really, really great, John, because one of the things about Vision Works, which is the show that I host, it's an opportunity for people who are, you know, really living their visions in the community to share what they're doing and what they're up to. And it's always very exciting to me because what I usually like to do is take some aspect of a declaration, like, you know, empowering our youth or providing human services or, you know, unpredictable results, and have people who are doing things inside of those particular declarations share on the show what they're up to. And one of the things that's really clear to me in people's sharing is the distinction that we have in the summit called no out there.
Mm-hmm.
There's a side of the no out there distinction that says, I'm the one, you know, like if you have an idea or something that you feel needs to be expressed or generated, the fact that you have that idea or that I have that idea means I'm the one to do it. You know, I'm the one to be responsible. I'm the one to be accountable. I'm the one to show up and have these results in an area where, you know, God has given me a particular vision or something to share inside of the world. So that's why the Declaration is so powerful, and, you know, why this show is so powerful, because it really speaks to people who, you know, take on the know out there distinction. They're like living the know out there distinction because they're doing the vision that God's given them. You know, they're doing that thing that turns them on. They're doing that thing that inspires them and has passion for them. And that's just like really, really exciting for me that, you know, people can express their contributions that reflect how, you know, the Declaration manifests itself. That's just like really cool to me.
Wow. And how is it for how it relates to your own life?
I think how it relates to my own life is I have an opportunity. I never thought that I would be, you know, in charge of the show, you know, this year. You know, as I take the term endearingly governor. You know, I like the way Henry put it, the one who takes care of the state of affairs you know, the things that go on. But the truth of the matter is the team, the partnership, the expression that I've been living in for this year and last year as well is this whole idea of partnership. And it expressed itself the very first show in January on VisionWorks with, we were talking about Barack Obama and myself and Henrietta, and some other people were actually in D.C. for the inauguration. But what President Obama was really saying, has been saying and continues to say, is about partnership, and the expression or the vision that keeps in front of me is this whole idea of partnership, you know, partnering with our government, with Obama making this the United States the best United States, and having the people be involved and become a voice again in the running of the country. That partnership, the partnership with the talk show hosts, you know, with Glenn and with Henrietta and with Shakesha, and the way we support each other, and with you, John, and also with Lennar, who's our, you know, you and her mom and pop of the
right
show. You know, that whole partnership of how we work together and how it's an ebb and a flow and how that partnership gets the work done, you know, gets the expansion, because the talk show is blowing up. I mean, we expect to have more shows, and that's why we became a network, you know, more
right.
shows than what we have right now, so that people have an opportunity, people in the Summit community have an opportunity to express the breadth of everything that the Summit represents. I mean, because there's so much. I mean, we're talking about a very minute segment of it, but the Summit Express, so much in so many different ways. There's a community Summit team. You know, there's the technology team, the social networking team. There's, like, all of these different teams and, you know, that represent how this conversation is expressing itself in the world. But that's a partnership. You know, there's a partnership of my relationship, you know, with my family, with my husband and my mom and my friends. There's that partnership. You know, there's the partnership at work, you know, with other agents and how I work with my coworkers to get the best results for my clients, you know, how to work collaboratively. So partnership is the vision. It's the foremost thing that keeps showing up for me. And, you know, vision work, wow, has always showed up in my life. You know, God is always speaking to me. And sometimes I don't know how to interpret what's being said, but that's the unpredictable results part of it for me. Because if I just keep stepping forward, it always, you know, works itself out. It always starts to express itself. And I say, oh, that's what that is. You know, and I get really, really powerful results as a result, you know, being on this team.
Wow.
A definite reflection of that.
Great. Great. Now, I want to ask you a question, and then I actually want to ask everybody, and I'm just going to start with you since you know, we're currently engaged. So you created this show. You had this vision for this show called VisionWorks.
Yes.
And you've been doing this show since January of 2009, right?
Yes.
Okay. And last year your show was Let's celebrate or something like that.
You're invited.
You're invited.
Mm-hmm.
You're invited. Okay, so given what your intention was for that show, how do you feel it's playing out? What do you see as the impact of it? And I'm asking you, but I'm also asking Glenn and Henrietta to be thinking about that. So let's just start with you.
Okay, great. That's a wonderful question, John. The impact for me has been, even with You're Invited and also with VisionWorks, is enfoldment. So the show starts off, you know, I start off with a brief synopsis about, you know, what the summit is about, but always with the declaration. And after just people hearing the declaration, the guests, people who are listening in every single show, there's someone who says, I want to come to the annual event as a result of just sharing the declaration. And I think what there is to do, you know how in church they open the doors of the church and invite you, you know,
uh-huh.
to join. So you're invited was an invitation. It's an invitation, you know, as Henrietta was sharing. This experience is so powerful, and it's hard to express it without having experienced it. But it's an invitation to invite people to, you know, partner with us, you know, be with us in the conversation. VisionWorks is an opportunity for people, again, to share what it is, you know, what contribution they are, you know. So it's all about enfoldment for me. I think that's the number one thing that the show provides, that I get out of it, that other people get out of it. It's an opportunity to see something for themselves and say, yeah, I want to be a part of that.
Wow. Okay, I want to put a place marker because I want to come back to this term that you're using called enfoldment.
Yes, okay.
So just remind me before it's over that we come back and we kind of go a little deeper into this distinction that we're calling enfoldment. As a matter of fact, I had an opportunity just a week ago. I had shared the word with somebody, and I looked at their reaction to me, and I had to quickly distinguish what I meant by it. So we'll come back to that because I think that what Henrietta and Glenn may have to say will probably underscore that as well. So thank you, Clara.
You're welcome.
And so, all right, who else? Your show, what do you feel like the impact of it has been?
This is Glenn. Let's start off with the Man of the Month. So the impact of the show is it's really an opportunity to for people to come on the show and actually acknowledge the guest. That's been a surprise, and you know, not really, but yet it is, because you never know how people are impacting other people's lives until they share it, and so. And so people come in and say what they have to say about the particular individuals. The other thing for me is that I get to find out things that I didn't necessarily know about the individuals, and which is always, because most of the individuals I know, most of the men I invite to Man of the Month, I know them pretty well, and there are aspects of them that I'm still discovering. So that's always pretty exciting. When we look at the Wealth Club,
hold on, before you go to the Wealth Club,
okay,
because you got two shows, I got to have some interaction with you about this particular show.
Okay,
so how has the Man of the Month impacted you? How has being the host of that show start to show up in your own life?
Well, it's had me look at how I'm interacting with men, how I am networking with men, and leveraging the relationships that I have with men. So
okay.
So it's had me, you know, clearly look at those three aspects of my relationships specifically with men.
Okay. Now, let's just stop right there. this is actually really, really, really profound in my world, particularly relationships between black men. So I want you to share a little bit more about what you mean when you say how you look at your relationships with men, how you interact with men. You know, as a man, I've grown up, you know, as a little boy. First, as a little boy, boys don't cry, right?
Okay. Uh-huh.
You know, boys don't cry. Suck it up. You know,
right.
Be a man. Yeah. I'm 7 years old, and they're saying, be a man, right?
Yeah.
You're a little boy, but be a man. And then, you know, we don't hug. And we don't share, at least this is how it was in my life. We don't share, like share. That would be like being a sissy. That's what girls do. Girls
right.
talk about that kind of stuff. Men don't do that. So I know there's a lot more to it when you say how it's impacting your relationships with men and how you interact with men. So I'm just inviting you to share a little more about that.
Okay, so a couple things then. One is that I am able to really allow people to contribute to me and to contribute to other people by sharing what's going on. Like, you know what, this is happening, you know, with my love life. This is not happening. You know, my relationship with, you know, as I relate with men, I have an opportunity to also impact the female relationships in my life. So the sharing of, you know, what we're up to, the frustrations, the successes, you know, the passions, you know, until let me speak for myself. So one of the things that I've noticed is that, let me speak about Preston King, for example, who was on the last show. One of the things that I didn't even, now I'm participating with him, with young people, at this church in Harlem that I discovered that his grandfather started, you know. And what I found out about Preston is his deep passion for his commitment to young men and to making sure that they have a chance in the world. And so out of that, he and I are working on a project together where we're both impacting that commitment. So it was out of sharing with him and bringing them to the show, and in the preparation of bringing them to the show, talking about some of the things, discovering who he was, and discovering that we have similar intentions, and that our visions were, you know, we had shared visions around impacting young black men in
mm-hmm.
our society.
Mm-hmm.
And so now we're working together on some projects that are going to do just that.
Wow, that's absolutely wonderful.
And that's just one of many examples.
Just one of many.
Yeah.
And if we had 3 hours, we could probably share at least about 4 or 5 more of them, right? Which would be
absolutely.
Just 5 of many.
Yeah.
At some point, I know you're the host of the show, so if you ever, no, I don't even want to say it that way. At some point, I like to interview you.
Okay.
As the man of the month.
Okay. All right, cool.
Thank you, John. Thank you very much, because I was thinking about that.
Okay, Glenn, we're going to come back to the Wealth Club, okay?
Okay, cool.
I'm gonna bring Henrietta on. And then we'll come back and start to wrap this thing up. We're about 53 minutes in, which means we got 37 more minutes to go. And I think this last 37 minutes is going to go really quickly. Okay? and I do want to save some time for you to do the wrap up. And I'm going to need about probably 5 to maybe 8 minutes to kind of deepen enfoldment, because I think enfoldment and registration is the keys to the kingdom, and I do want to talk about it since we promised it. So is it okay that I bring her on, and we'll come back to the Wealth Club really briefly, and if we don't, it's going to all work out?
Absolutely.
All right, very cool. Henrietta, so what's been the impact of your show?
You know, it's something like, I guess what everybody has said, it's enfoldment. You know, it's the people. What I love about it is that it's created an avenue for people in Chicago to learn about the summit, and they never come on the program thinking that's why they're coming on the program. It's always to sing or to share about, you know, it's whatever our focus is that particular week. But at the beginning of the show, we talk about the summit and the event, or we do the declaration. And just as Cora said, they always want to know more. Well, that sounds like something I'm interested in, or, you know, and so I love that part about it. And it's impacted, you know, just everybody, every guest that's been on the show. For me, you know, it has such a great impact on my life, because my friends that come on the show get to see what I talk about all the time, you know, or where I'm going, you know, where is she going now, you know, what call are you on? Because, you know, they call and I'm on a call. Because, you know, the summit is also phone calls. You know, we should have a distinction on the call, you know, because we are on calls all the time, you know, as a part of being in the summit. And so, you know, it's just been a great impact, you know, as far as bring others into the conversation and just making them aware, or allowing them to be aware. You know, we had a show one time, which was one of my favorite shows, was about honoring mothers who had transitioned. And the reason, one of the reasons that we did that show was because I was invited on another radio program to talk about grief, and the host of that particular show, which was a WVON show here in Chicago, and the host, her mom had just made a transition the week before, and so she was asking me to come on and talk about grief so that she could know, you know, what to do. And as we talked about that, I realized that on Mother's Day, you know, we always honor the mothers that are present in a body here. But in order to help a person like that talk show host, you know, I thought that if we could honor the ones that have made their transitions, it keeps, you know, it helps people who are new to that experience keep their loved ones alive, and it kind of shows them or gives them an avenue to do that. And that was the funniest show, because we started off with the question, what's the funniest thing that you remember about your mother? And you talk about funny. There were some really funny things that people talked about, and so it allowed for, you know, it allowed the space for people to look at their loved ones in a way where they could enjoy, you know, the life, the part of life that they have shared with them. So, you know, it impacts in so many different ways. And that's, you know, that's one of the major ones. And once again, it's like the shows that show up are the part of that summit magic that I talk about. You know, when you listen to Clara's show and Glenn's show and Chetasia's show, when you listen to those shows and the people who are on those shows as guests, and the information that you get that you can that can be utilized. You know, it's a global thing. You know, the radio program. There's not a show that we have done that was not informative, that you cannot go back and listen to over and over again and just get so much information, not just information for yourself, but information that you can share with other people. You know, it's like, and as soon as the show is over, somebody's going to ask you about something that was on the show, you know. So it's just, you know, it's just the magic. I say the magic of the summit that shows up on the radio programs.
Now, let me ask you this about being on track with Henrietta Byrd.
Okay.
So how has that impacted you being on track?
Oh, Lordy, I knew you were going to ask me that question. Look, let me tell you, from Sunday, from that Sunday show until Thursday, I have been off track in a train crash, in a whatever. But when we have that call on Thursday, where and the call, the Thursday call, is where the hosts get together and prepare for the next weekend, I don't care how off track I am, this group of hosts, they keep me on track. They keep me on track, absolutely. So, you know, it's, you know, you can't have a show on something and not experience it yourself.
Right. So you definitely get grounded. So give me an example of, like, something that you normally would do and how it typically would go, and now that you're on this team and you have the opportunity of the calls and the show and how it's starting to show up for you now.
Let me see which one I can talk about. I guess one of the most recent ones was, you know, my thing was when stuff gets really, really rough and I have too much on my plate, I just, you know, on certain days, I can prioritize. But, you know, there are those days where I just shut down. Or I run from things. And I can be in the middle of creating something. And something will occur, and I'm like, okay, this is too much. I'm out. I am gone. Well, that happened. That happened about not 2 weeks ago. And creating a retreat for the summit talk show host. And it was just coming, you know, it was just, like I said, that magic. And everything within, I guess it was maybe 4 hours time, had created a retreat, gotten the airfares, the everything. It was just in place. And the next day, 24 hours later, I was running from it, But, of course, there was a call that day. There was a call. And that authenticity I was telling you about earlier, you know, we're on a call for about to retreat, and I had to say, I can't do this. I'm overwhelmed by this. You know, and I had created. I mean, the creation of it had come through me, and it was like a big old heavy something on my head at the time. And because I spoke it on the call, the other host, actually the governor, was able to say in a summit language, I'll say, "Is what is it?" Like, what is it? You know, what is it that's on you? And you have to speak authentically, because if you don't speak authentically, you just continue in the stress of it all. But it's like when you speak authentically, you get it out of your consciousness and into a space where you can hear it and everybody else around you can deal with you.
Let me ask you to say just what you said again. almost Woo! Exactly the way you said it, just the last part about you have to speak authentically. And
yes.
Just say I.
I, okay. I have to.
You
right.
Call, the governor said. What
right, the governor said, what is it? You know, like what's going on, in other words, you know. And I had to speak it authentically. I had to say what it was. I can't do this. I said, I can't do what's being asked of me. Now, mind you, nobody had asked me anything. Okay? That's what I'm talking about. All of the creation of it had come through me. But I felt like I had created, you know, I didn't feel like I had, I didn't even know I had created it. You know, I felt like it was too much. And what some of the other people were asking me to do was too much. And I had to speak it. And once I spoke it, then the governor was able to step in and allow, you know, like interact with me. That's the term. Interact with me, you know, by asking me questions and allowing, you know, when I'm committed to being authentic, whatever question she asks, I have to speak what's so at that particular time. And when you do that, it just opens up. You know, it just opens up. And everything after that, it just falls into place.
Wonderful.
Was that detailed enough for you?
Yes, yes. Thank you for sharing a specific example for being on track. And as a matter of fact, just thank all of you for sharing specific examples in your own life about the impact of your show in your own life. And
yeah.
The thing I want to distinguish here, we don't always say it's a distinction in the summit, but we speak it all the time. And what I'm talking about is when you speak from the I of the matter, when you speak and when one speaks and they use, this is how I felt, this is what I did,
this
is what I thought,
mm-hmm.
these are the actions that I took, it takes
mm-hmm.
on a whole different experience of it. And I think oftentimes a person begins to hear themselves. I know for myself, when I'm speaking and saying you, whether it's you specifically or general you, I hear
mm-hmm.
them. However,
mm-hmm.
when I speak it and I say, well, this is what I do, and this is what I said to my wife, and this is what she said back to me,
and
this is what I did, it just holds a whole different way.
Totally. And that is exactly what happened. That's all the person asked me. They said, Henriette, I just want you to show up. And I was like, okay, you know, like, what does that mean? I'm here. I'm doing this. And that's all she was saying is, I want you. You know. That's what she was saying to me.
Wow. Okay, two major things. First thing is, part of the process that's been happening on this call, on this show, during this process of interviewing the IBS talk show network host is what I'm going to kind of slide in here near the end as what we call facilitating. It's distinct from teaching. It's distinct from training. It's distinct from leading. It's a process in which you, one, I, have a dialogue in a way that the listener begins to hear their own self in the conversation. So I wanted to underscore facilitation because it sounds like a lot of what happens on your calls, on your team calls, is facilitation. You know, the governor facilitated. She helped create a clearing for you to step into to hear yourself, for Glenn to hear himself, for Shakesha to hear herself, and for me to hear myself. and the other hosts do the same thing. So I want to put that in as one of the distinctions tonight that we can kind of uncover, not fully, but you know, like begin to uncover just a little bit this process that happens. It's not about, and the conversations that happen in our events aren't about somebody doing you or somebody teaching you or somebody telling you or advising you what you ought to do with your life. It's moreover about listening to what's already there and creating an environment where a person can, they have the room to speak authentically and be heard authentically. And in the moment that that happens, that's part of the, what you, I would say what you were talking about, the magic of it. And Claire was referring to that, and Glenn was referring to that. So as you're listening to the show, just understand that this is not an idle conversation. As a matter of fact, what has happened so far sounds like we were just talking. And it sounds like it was probably some great stuff that you can take with you. But what you should know is before the call, we actually said this is how it's going to go. There was an intention behind this conversation. And it flowed like an interactive dialogue. Wouldn't you guys agree?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you remember this is what we said we would do?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, we said we were to share a little bit about yourself, talk a little bit about the show. We're going to look at the impact that you believe it, your vision has on the world and the impact that it has on your own life. That's what we've done. That's facilitating. Or at least that's one cut at it. All right, we're coming into the home stretch. We got about 20 minutes to go.
I have a couple of things that I see, John.
Okay.
In terms of distinctions that have come up, and one you just shared about, which is clearing, and the other term that was being used is space. You know, we use this term space.
Space.
And space and clearing have a relationship, you know, to one another. So if we could talk a little bit about that. Involvement was the other thing, which you said you were going to share about. And then the ownership of the no out there, of the speaking in the eye, that whole ownership piece, which you also do already.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, look, you can tell this is about to get really, really juicy, right? It's about to get really juicy for us on the call. It's getting juicy for me. You know, I'm hoping it's getting juicy for you all, and I'm hoping it's getting juicy for the listeners. It's definitely getting juicy for me. And this is kind of like the first 90 minutes of any of our events where we're just unraveling just a little bit. We're just pulling back a couple of pieces of the skin. You know, so the one thing I could probably underscore as we talk about clearing and space, I don't think we can completely distinguish those. However, I do think we can point to a little bit about the I in the matter of things and how one can begin to be responsible for their experience of life. And see, Glenn said it early on. He talked about we have a conversation. The thing we hadn't talked about is that as a human being, we're always having conversations. They're playing in our heads all the time. All the time. Whenever you think about going for a new opportunity, there's a whole series, like old tapes, that automatically start playing to tell you how you can't do that or how you can do that. When you think about your relationships, there's a whole series, and I'm calling all of that conversations. Now, and kind of like in the space of that, when you can begin, when one can begin, like I had to do with all everybody on this call, begin to look at the what the dialogue is in their own mind and begin to look at what they're bringing to the party and begin to look at owning what they're bringing to the party. No matter what you've done or what you're doing, if you're willing to look there, like if you say to yourself, you know, I'm not making the kind of revenue I want to make. If you can honestly say it like, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. Not the economy. I'm not doing it. I'm the one here. What I find for myself is that it gives me an opportunity to look at, okay, well, if what I'm not doing it, then what's missing? What do I need to learn? How can I be responsible for this? Who can I talk to? Who can I call so that I can begin to access, get access to what I need in order to cause what I want to cause in my life? That for me is like the first cut. Anybody want to give like another example of first cut on being responsible, the opportunity that being responsible it is, or being I in the matter?
Yeah, I have something. So I interjected into the conversation clearing and like I passed it. So I saw something. So actually it was for me to say what I saw.
Okay, good. Thank you.
And what I saw in terms of, you know, clearing or this whole space, one of the things that the shows do is provide a space for people to show up inside of. And how you show up is the space itself is a clearing. You know, the space itself is a clearing. It's like an opening. Yeah, like an opening, if you could look at it like that. So if you think of a forest with lots and lots of trees, if there's an opening, and I'm going to make a circle so you know, everybody can visualize it, but if you make a circle and inside of that circle clear out all of the trees, then you've created a clearing, you've created a space, and now you can put something else into that space. So, you know, the show is a space, and you can define the space. So the International Black Summit Talk Show Network is a space, and we've filled it with, you know, different types of shows. The conversation that Henrietta spoke of, where we have our calls as a team on Thursdays, is another clearing, you know, and we start the first part of our call off, allowing people to clear, you know, kind of just to empty their space so that they can get present to the business that we need to take care of. Like, what's stopping you from being present in this moment? You know,
wow.
So that's another aspect of, you know, clearing oneself. We do it in the summit, you know, at the first part of the event, you know, which is to kind of see what energy is in the room, who's in the room, you know, what are people bringing? You know, what are they sharing? What do they have to share? You know, what do they have to share with each other? That's another kind of clearing. And then there's this whole aspect of just emptying yourself. You know, like we say, you know, people say, oh, you got to get it off your mind. I had to get it off my chest. You know, that's another type of clearing, you know, where you have to articulate what's on your mind in order for you to get to what you're really committed to. You know, you have to say what you have to say, and then you can say, okay, that's how I felt about it, but this is what I really want. This is what I'm really committed to. This is what I really see. This is how I'd like to move forward. But sometimes you can't get to that point until you clear all the other stuff out of the way. So clearing is probably one of the, when you talk about what else comes out of the shows, you know, what else have I gotten out of it, this whole space of clearing, that distinction of clearing is another one that's really powerful for me, and I kept seeing showing up. And in answer to your question of the no out there, so I saw clearing, and I should have spoke it instead of passing it off. So I thought it was for me to do it.
Got it. Thank you. And you notice how I didn't interact with it, didn't you? I mean, I didn't do it on purpose. It was just nothing for me to say about it.
Got you.
You know, it was there for you to say it. And, you know, I'm glad you share it, because that's like the process of what happens when we're having what we call a conversation. And this process, you know, underlining all of this, I say, is enfoldment. You know, like the process by which a person begins to see a new possibility for looking at life for themselves. That's what I mean by enfoldment. It's not you go out and enfold somebody. No, or I go out and enfold somebody. I create a clearing. Actually, I don't clear them. I just create the space, like you're saying. And people will find themselves enfolded, brought in, kind of wrapped around this particular kind of dialogue. Yeah, I heard a number of times over the show tonight about just reading the Declaration and then people saying to themselves, you know, I think I want to go to the annual event. I think I want more of this. And it's like nothing that we've actually done except for create a clearing and spoke something powerfully in the universe. And the cool thing about enfoldment is there's nothing for you to do. It really is nothing for me or you to do except for be there and be a clearing and give another an opportunity to unfold themselves. Currently, I'm standing outside, but I feel like we got about 5 or 6 minutes. Could someone tell me the time?
I'm sure.
9:21.
How many?
8 minutes.
Okay. So on that note, I would like to have Glenn share about the closing part that you all normally do at the end of your shows, and then we'll thank everybody. As a matter of fact, I'll just thank everybody right now. So thank you, Clara, Glenn, and Henrietta, and Shakesha, even though you're not here, thank you for being who you are. Thank you for having the shows. Thank you for the commitment that you have to altering the conversation of who we are in the universe. And just thank you for what you do in your own life, because that really is the work that we do in action.
Great. Thank you, John.
You're welcome.
So this is the International Black Summit Talk Show Network, and John has been bringing to you tonight the show on Distinctions, which is our special show on the fifth Sunday of the month. Again, I wanted to remind you that we've got shows on every Sunday of the month. The Sunday shows start at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we have the Walk Club show on the Tuesday, the second Tuesday, and the fourth Tuesday, that goes from 6:30 p.m. and goes to 8 p.m. On the second and fourth Tuesday. Again, want to remind you that we have on the first Sunday of every month, we have Henrietta Bird out of Chicago, and her show is featuring On Track. Keeping you on schedule, on purpose, on point for those things that you're looking to create in your life. The second Sunday of the month, we have Shakesha Showers out of Compton, California, who she is actually currently in New Orleans. And her show is Let's Celebrate. And it's a show dedicated to celebrating the victories and wins that people have in their lives. And she also has a particular segment specifically for youth and talking about celebrating their accomplishments and what they're up to. And because she's doing all the traveling, we're able to get different perspectives. She was in Belize for several weeks, and we've had some opportunities to talk with people from Belize and from New Orleans. So it's a pretty invigorating show. And then the third Sunday of the month, we have Vision Works with Clara Lyons Devon, and she brings a particular. She's out of Cherry Hill, New York, and she brings a particular work in terms of dedicating and talking about the people who are impacting our community and the work that they're doing consistent with their vision. So there's a, you know, there's a. So each of the shows has a particular depth and creativity that's brought to it. The fourth Sunday is the Man of the Month. I'm featuring that show. I'm the host of that show, and what we're featuring is the men of the summit, what they're up to, what they're doing in our community, what kinds of things that they're impacting, what kind of projects they're working on. On Tuesday, the second and the fourth Tuesday of the month, we have the Wealth Club. I also host that show, and what that brings to mind is we talk about information that particularly relates to financial intelligence. So our intention for that show is to create your awareness, to educate you on finances and investments, and also to bring some investment opportunities into light so that you can hear and know about some out of the way investment opportunities. We also, it's interesting, that show is three segments, three half an hour segments, and we keep the last segment open so that people can bring their real estate deals, they can bring their business opportunities, or they can share about the business that they're in and what they provide. So it's a great show to collaborate and talk about what's happening in the community, how can we impact our businesses, how can we impact our pocketbook. So there's a lot of interaction that goes on. Again, I want to remind you that the International Black Summit is going to London, England, the first full weekend in August, and that's going to be exciting. We've got information at the website. The website is www.blacksummit.org, and we've got information to register. We've got information about the International Black Summit, and we've got information on some of the other programs that we offer, because we've got a prerequisite program, which is a one-day course that we provide. We also have a community summit that's available, and that's custom tailored to that particular community. So we can actually go out and do some specific events. And then the annual summit event starts that Thursday night, which is an open session. So anyone is available to go to that particular event. And then we have the all-day Friday, all-day Saturday, and Sunday till 3 p.m. So that's the actual annual event that takes place this year in London, England. Next year it will be in Baltimore, Maryland.
Oh!
And we'll be in Baltimore, Maryland next year, and we're looking, and we haven't decided where it's going to be further out than that. But this is the International Black Summit Talk Show Network. We've got a few seconds left. Anybody would like to say anything in closing?
Actually, I want to say something. I want to do two things. One of the things I want to do is if you're listening live to this show, then you want to tune in to our after flight after slow show closing comments. And you want to pass this show around to everybody that you know. Send them the link. Go back to Blog Talk Radio. Get the link and send it out to the people that you know. Because I want to ask the people, this is about to complete the show. We're going off the air now. I want to now ask the host, what closing comments do you have? And, of course, if you're listening to this in a recording, then you get to get it. You know what I mean? So what closing comments do you have?
Henrietta, wherever you are, you are.
Wherever you are, you are.
You are.
All right, well,
I'm going to close with my classic mantra from Dr. Wayne Dyer. Change the way you look at things, and the things that will change.
Wow.
Okay.
This is Clara, and a couple of things. I just say that somebody's event itself is really a time for people to transform their lives and to share themselves powerfully. And I'd just like to invite you to show up powerfully in your life and share the special gift that God gave only to you. And I'll see you all on Monday.
Okay, great. So the last question I want to ask is, because I think there'd be value in hearing what you have to say, you know, the people who are listening to this on the recording, I think there'd just be so much juice here. So here's the question. So how was it for you?
Great.
Say the question again. I didn't hear you.
How was it for you? How was this show for you?
Gotcha. Okay.
What did you see? What did you think? What did you get? What you wish you would have done? How was it for you?
It was exciting. You know, I mean, it still is exciting, and it had me just really, really be present to self-generation. You know, self-generation. I was outside and I was looking, and it was cloudy when we first started, and I came back. And all the clouds were gone, and there was something about that, you know, that had to do with the show. And I got I really got excited about London on this call, because it's like more of this, you know, it's like more of this. And it was exciting, I guess, in one word, it was exciting.
All right, very cool. Thank you for sharing that. I'm glad you're excited.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Ron Smith in Detroit. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was listening for the show, and I found it to be very interesting. This is the first time I've tuned in like this, and I will be coming back. I've been getting emails for months and months about the show, and this is my first time tuning in, so I will be coming back.
Wow. And this Yay. Is you again?
My name is Ron Smith, and I'm in Detroit.
Okay, Ron, thank you. Thank you for tuning in, Ron.
Thank you.
Ron, are you with the Mark G. Show?
With what was that again?
Are you with the Mark G. Show?
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay.
Okay, Glenn, Clara. How was it for you? What did you think?
It was engaging. It was fun. It was it really was a you know, we have talked about this, and this is really a way of sharing what the summit is really about with people. So my sense was that people got a slice of it. You know, Landmark uses the term, you know, when you're in the room waiting for Thanksgiving dinner, and, you know, you can get the smells are coming up, and you can tell it's going to be a good dinner. So
right.
I definitely got the sense of the summit on the show today. So thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
I guess I need to run for office sometime soon here.
No fighting.
Okay. You've got to cheer the governor.
I thought it was an excellent show. Really, really great job, John. I missed Shakaysha. So, Glenn, I'm really glad that you presenced her and her show.
Yeah.
And in Shakaysha always brings a wealth of information and something to everything that we do. So that was the only missing for me. Otherwise, I thought it was excellent. And I was really present to where we say, wherever you are, you're having your summit. So
Right.
That was my my condolence. It was like, okay, wherever I know where Shakaysha is, you know, she's handling the conference that she's in. I'm sure she's experiencing and folding people into the summit conversation as well. So I know it's all good, but I wish she could have also been here with us for this particular segment. But excellent show. I think we did all the things that we set out to do. Good job.
Well, it was my expectation to support you in delivering what you wanted to have happen in this show.
You know I like to have it all.
Yeah. You know, Clara, the governor, came to me with, I want to get a sense of what the shows are. I want people to be able to clear. I want people to be able to see something for their own selves. All of that. I'm thinking, okay.
Okay.
I think it went rather well. I love the energy, the flow of it. Just thank you guys for sharing and being willing to share authentically. And you know, we don't know who's going to listen to this.
Right.
You know, I'm hoping this is the thing that everybody decide to send to everybody they know in London.
Right.
You know, so you begin to get a sense of what's happening, because where the International Black Summit is not just an annual event.
Right.
It is an ongoing 266 days with leap year kind of conversation. There are calls happening, meetings happening, other events happening all the time. And, you know, I think this show could be one of the shows that you can share it with people and be confident that they'll get a sense of the kind of work that we do and what we're committed to causing for the Black community and the world.
Well, yeah. John, and thank you. I haven't spent this much time with you ever. So that was wonderful. I really got to know you.
Well, thank you.
It was great. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, if all hearts and minds are satisfied, I declare this show complete.
Amen.
And I bid you adieu.
Okay.
Peace out. Okay. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
I'd see y'all soon.